Back at it in the No Panic Zone. So good to have you along for the conversation. A lot of questions. I've been fielding questions here. I'm not an attorney, but I played one once on the radio. Fielding a lot of questions here from people saying, well, what are my rights? I think I'm essential, but I'm not listed in the governor's directive as being essential, as we're here in, what, day three now of the full shutdown, stay wide, stay home, stay safe order from the governor. And what are the teeth in the law? People have a lot of questions. Joining me now, David Coleman, Senior Counsel, Great Lakes Justice Center. David, welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
How are things in your bunker?
We're hanging in there.
Good. Good. I just want to make sure you're healthy and safe, because I'm not making light of any of this. This is all very serious. I talk to doctors and healthcare professionals around the state every day. Our numbers are starting to tick up quite a bit faster than they have, so there's a lot of concern about capacity and surge and all of those things we've talked about. But there's also a lot of concern, as we've talked about in this program, about people losing their jobs and what do they do next and where do we go when we restart America? We're not going to be in our basements for the next 6 months. Trust me. It's not going to happen. So people want to know about the governor's power. How much power does she have to say, you're not going anywhere? I was looking, and I ask you this, David, because I'm looking at this article about a crash over in Grand Rapids on 131. A couple of girls ejected, not killed, thankfully, in a car wreck, 18 and 20 yesterday. And then the last line of the story says, state police investigating whether the occupants of the vehicle were in compliance with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's stay-at-home order. Really? They're just in a bad car wreck, and this is what we're asking. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think you raise a really good point as to who has authority to act in these situations. Obviously, the governor has extensive authority under the emergency powers statutes. There are two of them to do the things she's doing and to respond to this virus and what's happening. However, that doesn't mean she has total authority over everything. And in the area of education, I think it's a real interesting question because in Michigan, we have a state board of education. Article 8, Section 3 of our Michigan Constitution grants authority and supervision to all public schools to the state board of ed, not the governor.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, here we are with kids home, and trust me,
right.
My kid's getting no direction. I mean, we're doing stuff at home. I've got some reading requirements for her that I've given her some books to read that I think are, you know, might not have otherwise gotten a chance to read. But having said that, why are we not doing so? Why we're this far into it? The national emergency from the president came March 13th. Is it that hard to figure out how to get a plan in place? Because what I heard from the American Federation of Teachers and the Michigan Education Association on this program this week is, well, not every kid has a computer. So wait a second. 88% of Michigan households have computers, according to stats from 2 years ago. We're going to penalize the 80 or 90% that have computers because some don't and not let any kids learn? Is that the plan?
Right. It's ridiculous. You know, listeners can go to the Michigan Department of Education website, and they have a statement up there as to why they're not giving credit to all the kids who are home and doing online learning or however they're doing the learning right now. And they raised two issues. One, they're claiming the state legislature won't let them do it because they don't get paid for the students being home. They only get paid if the students are at the school. That's number one. And number two, it's the issue you just raised, that equitable access, that not every student has a computer, so therefore we'll penalize all the students. I think neither of those are valid reasons. And, right now, did you know, Steve, the public schools have a homeschool program. They call it homebound education. Again, go to the state website. You can look it all up.
Didn't know that.
That are confined at home can still get their learning and get credit for it. And so the schools are using children as pawns here. The schools are, the state is, to try to pressure the legislature to do who knows what.
Well, do they fear that homeschooling and online learning might be viable, might actually be a better alternative for maybe a lot of kids in Michigan?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's underlying all of this. They don't want to validate homeschooling as a valid legal option. You know, here's an idea, Steve. If all the parents out there listening right now are being told by their school district, your kids are not going to get credit for all the work they're doing here. Maybe it's going to be 2 months. Maybe it's going to be the rest of the year. We're not going to give you credit. Well, you know what they should think about doing, Steve? Pull their kids out of the public school, start homeschooling as the parents. And then they give the credit to their students. And under state law, the schools have to accept that credit when they come back to school in the fall. So there are options out there. And, you know, the public schools right now.
You know, David, I want to jump in right there. You should put that up on your your website. So the people, you should write just a short summary of what you just wrote. Send it to me so we can direct people. That's big information what you just gave me.
Yeah,
big
absolutely.
Information.
That is another option for parents right now.
All right. I mean, they have no alternative but to take the credits.
Right. You pull your kids out of the public school, send them a letter saying we're disenrolling our child. We're going to homeschool for the next 2 months. And then put them back in school in the fall and say, we're the parent. We give them credit for the work that was performed. Here you go. They finished up the school year. I mean, if
right.
the state wants to play games, and I'm not saying that's playing a game because homeschoolers
well, we have
give
no
credit
plan.
To their students for the work that's done. Colleges accept it. Employers accept it. I mean, they're not the only ones. The public schools are not the only ones who can give credit for schoolwork.
Fair point. So here's the problem. If a letter was sent today, for example, to disenroll from the local district, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say schools go back to back in session mid-April, 1st of May, for mm-hmm. 4, 5, 6 weeks. Can you re-enroll at that point?
Well, of course. You just say, we're coming back in. The schools are open. We're re-enrolling. We did 3 weeks of schoolwork here. Here's what our child did. Here's the credit I want them to have.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Now, I want you to hold through the break here, David. David Coleman, because we have to get to one more issue and we're going to hit the break here. So sit tight right there. David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center. We're going to be back just to give you a quick update on a story out of Saline that has become changed by all of this. So, David, don't move. Remember, if there's a crisis, you're going to need fresh water. Your best resource for that is your own reverse osmosis water system at home. That way you don't have to stand in line getting bunches of plastic bottles and water. You don't need that. Go see my friends, Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. They can test your water. They can get a reverse osmosis system put in. It'll be just fine. It'll be great, and you won't stand in line trying to buy a cart full of water. Go to WolverineWaterSystems.com, WolverineWaterSystems.com. Pure water has never been more important. You're in the no panic zone on the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.